If you are tired of hearing bad news about our economy, this next story is for you. We're going to try to make everything better, at least for an economy very much like ours that lives inside a computer. Here's David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team.
The people in Mark Zandi's computer model, like us, they are not happy. Homes are being foreclosed on, gas prices are up, there's a debt crisis in Europe. Something like 13 million people can't find jobs. Consumer confidence, low.
We are pretty dark right now. People are very upset.
But fear not, since this is a computer model of the economy, we sitting here at this computer in Zandi's offices at Moody's Analytics, we control this little world, and we are going to try to fix it. Economists often use computer models to try to understand the real economy, and our goal is that 4 years from now, the end of the next presidency, we will have gotten the unemployment rate back to what was normal before the Great Recession, back to 5%. Right now, Zandi's model is assuming not much good happens in the next 4 years, and the unemployment rate will only go down to 6.6%. So Zandi starts big. He fixes the U.S. government. Republicans and Democrats work together, agree on a long-term plan to deal with the country's debt, a mix of tax increases and spending cuts. The computer chews on this unlikely event for a few seconds, solving equations, calculating some 1,700 variables.
And now unemployment rate is 6.1%. So we, by the end of 2016, have shaved about a half point off the unemployment rate.
It's still not great.
No, still too high, still uncomfortably high.
So what else can we do? How about peace in the Middle East, Zandi says? That could bring down the price of oil.
Let's lower the price of a barrel of oil by about $20. In terms of gasoline price, it means that instead of paying $3.75 for a gallon of regular unleaded, we're going to be paying closer to $3.
This, sadly, only reduces unemployment by a tenth of 1%. Zandi's not surprised.
Gasoline prices are outsized in our thinking, but you know, when it comes down to brass tacks, it's still a relatively small proportion here.
So let's keep trying. Yeah. What else can we fix?
Why don't we fix Europe as best we can fix Europe?
All right. Zandi tells the computer that the euro is going to survive. European economy starts to grow. Nothing crazy, but better than now. In the model, this means more U.S. exports to Europe and...
And now the unemployment rate is 5.9%. So we've now pushed the unemployment rate down another tenth of a percent.
That's all we get for Europe? That's all we get for fixing an entire continent?
Yeah. Well, we didn't fix it completely, right? We didn't say we were off and running. We're just saying they're not going to fall apart.
It is surprisingly hard to get back to a 5% unemployment rate. We keep trying. Boost housing values by 10%. We make banks lend out more money.
Can we try one more thing?
Yeah.
Can we just make everyone happier?
Yeah, let's try that.
We boost consumer confidence, and still.
Not very much.
We can't get to 5% unemployment. I refuse to give up. We make people not just confident, but super confident. We cut the price of a barrel of oil in half. We make the European economy recover spectacularly, put in a huge number for economic growth in Asia and around the world.
And this assumes maybe China somehow. China.
Africa takes off, right?
And Africa takes off?
Let's say Africa takes off.
All right.
Let her rip, he says. This is so ridiculously optimistic, he doesn't know if the computer can handle it, but it does. And it gives us its answer. 5.2%. Still, we cannot get the unemployment rate down to 5%.
What's happening is that the economy is reaching its new limits.
Its new limits. This is something I hadn't really appreciated before. When you go through a really big, catastrophic recession, it's not always possible to fix things. So many people lost their jobs, and meanwhile, every year more people graduate from high school, graduate from college. They're looking for jobs also, and the economy can't grow fast enough to absorb the backlog. Zandi says we'll have an extra 1 million or 2 million people looking for jobs and unable to find them.
Think about each and every year how much they would be producing. That's a lot of lost talent, wealth. We're much worse off as a result.
You know, it's sad because I came here today thinking we would be able to fix everything at least in a model, and what you're telling me is you can't.
Yeah, I think we're in a different world. We dug ourselves a huge hole, and even after doing all these things we discussed, we're not going to get completely out of that hole, certainly not by the mid part of this decade. It's going to take a generation to get completely out of it.
Zandi's isn't the only computer model out there, but he says the consensus in all these little virtual worlds is that the effects of the Great Recession could be with us for quite a while. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Thank you.